You're listening to Live Drive on In-Depth Radio News Talk 1010. A few weeks ago, we were talking with Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank about the idea of travel apps and online bookings for vacations, and he let us in on a little secret. He said, you know, listen, the controls are all behind the scenes, so when you search something one time and then you come back, don't be surprised if the price of your flight or hotel is going to be a little bit more expensive. So we decided to do some digging, and we called an expert in the field. Russell Hannon is his name. He's the ultra-economical travel expert. His book is called Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. And he joins us to talk a little bit about it. How did you get involved in this? How did you find the, I guess, wherewithal to get into the travel research business?
Well, you know what? I was a late bloomer in travel terms. 10 years ago, you know, I felt travel was inherently expensive. And I'd hold myself to taking one or two trips a year would pay the going rate, often saved up for months and got back, spent a few more months paying off the balance. And you know, I made the mistake of thinking travel had to be expensive. Now, ironically, my day job was to find ways to get better results in less time using less money. So I work in lean management. And I said to myself, there's got to be a way I can apply this toward travel to understand how all these websites work and how to leverage websites with credit card travel benefits and loyalty programs and leverage it all together to travel at a fraction of the going rate.
Are those things bogus? Let's start there, because that's one of my biggest pet peeves. I've got a particular card. I won't name it. But, you know, you get these points, and I even looked the other day. I've got 17,000 points. I thought, okay, that's a pretty hefty sum of points. I must be able to get something. Nope, nothing.
Well, you know what? Well, when we talk about points, it depends which program you're with. But ultimately, the thing with a lot of points that you gather is the return on investment is good because you're not paying anything quite often to gather points. So when you sign up with a loyalty program, I recommend always doing that because it only takes a couple of minutes. There is no cost. Sometimes you can transfer your points to other programs that you'll use. And actually, credit cards tend to partner with all the major travel operators, and they're offering points by the boatload to try to get you to sign up to their cards. And quite often those are incentives for travel. You have to have a credit card to book things online. So by being strategic and intentional about who you decide to use as a vendor, it is realistic to be able to use points to offset your travel costs.
You say in your book that people can travel five times more on the same budget. How does that work?
Well, you know what? It's not as outrageous as it sounds. It's actually travel is an industry that charges on average five times the local cost of living. If you're staying in the average three-star hotel, for example, that goes for maybe $160 a night compared to a one-bedroom apartment down the street there, and so for $900 a month or $30 a night, you're paying five times more than the local. Same thing with eating out at restaurants three times a day while traveling. That'll add up over time to five times your at-home grocery bill. And we've never had more inexpensive alternatives to choose from with what I call the sharing economy. So we've got inexpensive alternatives to hotels, everything from home swapping. There was a movie with Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet where they swapped homes called The Holiday. You've got house sitting, websites like trustedhousesitters.com where people are actually looking for travelers to watch their pets while they're away. So if you work in a trusted position, that's something that you can consider. So we've got all kinds of inexpensive alternatives that we often don't think of when traveling.
We've got a lot of people out there who are on the road this afternoon. Obviously, it's the long weekend and what have you. Is there a way you can save money when you're on the road? You're doing a road trip. Maybe you're taking a little extra long excursion with the car?
Well, something you can quickly and easily do to save a few dollars this weekend, for example, regardless of where you're going, what I recommend is you may sign up to Groupon or Living Social. These are for discount coupons at home. But if you're leaving today, just switch your hometown to the destination that you'll be visiting, and you're going to start getting all kinds of discount coupons that usually target locals at your destination, things that a lot of tourists aren't aware of. Also, something else you can do, you can go to a website that has all kinds of coupons neatly organized by city. For upwards of 40% off hotels, spas, excursions, golf. Travelzoo.com neatly organizes over 1,600 deals by city. So these are quick and easy ways that you can find discount coupons to pick and choose from.
We're speaking with Russell Hannon. His website is BreakTheTravelBarrier.com. How much money do you think you've saved traveling, and how far have you been?
Well, I travel quite a bit. The thing is, my leveraging business travel in particular. Now it depends on your travel type. I've taken quite a few free trips. Now what I mean by free is not spending more than had I stayed home and lived my life as usual, as opposed to saying that I never spent a penny at all. So I've been to a lot of the world's most expensive cities for no more than had I stayed home. And the key thing is by being intentional and strategic, having a long-term travel plan is something that's important. important. Prioritize places where you have a currency advantage as opposed to a disadvantage. Prioritize places where you've got friends and family that you can stay with, or people that you know, over places where you don't have any connections. And also, if you're a business traveler, you can leverage business travel. Quite often I recommend just paying for all of your business expenses on your personal credit card, getting reimbursed by your company, then you can use those points for your personal travel. So by really being intentional and strategic in how you plan, that's really how you can stretch your travel dollar.
Tell me about the websites out there. I mentioned them off the top, where, you know, you go to visit a website, you see a flight, and it's $500 round trip. Then you think, okay, maybe I want that. But I've heard, and as I said, Kevin O'Leary was telling me the other day, you go back to that very same website, if you don't book it on the spot, that deal goes up because they know you've actually looked and searched that flight route, and they're going to take you for it.
Well, you know what? There's three ways that websites do what Kevin O'Leary mentioned. The first is, if you're logging into the website and they can see your search history from logging in, that's one way that they can manipulate the price. Second way is, if your computer has cookies and is tracking your history, then the websites can see that as well. Third is, websites can also see your operating system. And there's been a few times where it's speculated that some websites tell people with Mac computers had more disposable income than people using Windows computers, and were sometimes increasing the price slightly with searches run on Mac computers. So usually we're not talking big dollars with these things, but you could have incremental differences, and it's good to know these things before you start your search.
If I'm using a website like Hotwire, I mean, I hate to name them, but it is one of the only blind box websites out there when it comes to booking a hotel. Is there an advantage to that? Am I actually saving anything?
Well, I always recommend having a basket of three websites to run your search through. There is no single website that will return the best price 100% of the time, but there are a few that will return better prices more often on average than others. But key thing is, have a basket of three websites to run your search through. I've found the best prices that I get, actually, Priceline, the thing is, they don't tell you the hotel rates, but they generally have superior rates using the name your own price feature, but they don't tell you what that rate is. Instead, they get you to bid what you're willing to pay. And if that's above that base rate they have, they actually split the difference over that base rate 50-50 with the hotels. So one way to get around that is, what they do is they get your credit card information before you bid. But instead, you can use a preloaded Visa gift card with maybe $2 balance. And if Priceline accepts your bid, it'll say, we couldn't charge your credit card. And then you can lower your bid in $5 or $10 increments until it rejects what you're willing to pay, and then you know the best possible price you can get, come back and pay for it with your credit card, not a penny more.
Interest. That's a great little trick.
Now, that's what I would call a loophole. It
works
today, but if Priceline catches on to people doing this, they could start pre-authorizing your credit card. So this is where when you see these little loopholes, it's good to take advantage of it while you can, knowing every loophole is usually temporary in nature.
Do you have any other ones that you could share?
Well, I...
that you want to share?
I have a luggage jacket, actually, something I used to get around those pesky check bag surcharges. So I learned about this when I was in Austria. I saw someone with it. So it's basically a second carry-on that I bring with me, and it actually unfolds into a jacket that I put on when the time comes to get on the plane. When I walk on, I take it off and fold it back into a bag. And, you know, it's funny, the website, you can actually see a video of someone going through the airport with it. It's jacktogo.com. That's jacktogo.com. And you can actually see a video of someone going through the airport with it.
And what can you keep in this thing?
You can fit your computer, your shoes, all your clothes. It's got huge pockets on both the inside and the outside. Mind you, if you're a fashionista, it's not your girlfriend or your wife may not like you wearing that when you're with her, but certainly will save you from having to pay check bag fees while traveling.
So you got all sorts of stuff in the jacket, and you're walking through security, no big deal, and there you go, and you've got a bag all on the other side.
Well, the thing is, you can put it through the X-ray, because at security, they don't care if you bring more than one checked bag. It just, when the time comes to get on the plane, you unfold it and put it on as a jacket as you walk onto the plane.
That's awesome. Thanks for stopping by this afternoon. Russell Hannon is his name. The book is called Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. Thanks for this.
Happy travels.